to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. Hey, I want to let you know about something that's coming up at Merritt Assembly of God on Friday night. We're having a game night, and so we're going to be playing some board games, and we're going to be talking about Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape installed a putting green at our church a few years ago, and so I'm probably going to be out there and stroking a few putts on that as well. There's foosball. There's going to be some games for kids, games for adults, and things like that. And so if you want to come and be a part of that, I believe it starts at 7 o'clock on Friday night, the 14th. But if you'd just like to come out, have some fun, eat some food, that is coming up this Friday night. Speaking of Treasure Your Landscape, they've got over two decades of experience in the landscaping business. They're based here in Brevard County, go all throughout Brevard County. They're licensed and insured, and they want to bring their professionalism and their expertise to your outdoor project, whether that involves artificial turf or a putting green like we were just talking about, or pavers or landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They can do everything from the design, the planting, the maintenance. They're great, hardworking people. They love Jesus. They love the Refresh Radio program, and they want to transform your outdoor area into a situation that you will appreciate spending some time around. And so their phone number is 321-749-1432, 321-749-1432. If you'd like to see what plants they have available, they also have Space Coast Nursery, 3880 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island. The phone number there is 321-452-5565. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. And you will see their expertise at work. If you want to see what it looks like, what they're capable of, drive by 165 North Grove Street. Look at the Grove Street side of our property. You can see their handiwork. Look at the putting green. And I showed it to someone recently, and they said, how do they even do that? I don't know. All I know is they're really good at it. They get called in when other people's work isn't up to par. Hardy hard joke there. They get called in to finish what other people can't do right. And so they're very, very good at what they do, and we appreciate them here on the Refresh Radio program. So today we're going to resume going through Titus chapter 2, and we're going to be picking up in verse number 12. I'll read verses 11 through 15. It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. So yesterday we were talking about the grace of God, that it's really the privilege, it's spiritual privilege and operation in our life. And I don't make any apologies for the favor of God and the blessings of God. You know, one of the things that people say is, I'm blessed and highly favored. It is something The only thing that I had to do with it was saying yes to Jesus, saying yes when he said, will you go? I said yes. Will you speak? I said yes. And so all we do is we say yes to the plan and the purpose of God. And when we do that, then God does great and mighty things. And so he positions the grace of God not only to bring salvation. A lot of people think, as long as I get my name on the roll, as long as I just make it there by the skin of my teeth, I'm really happy. Well, I want you to know the grace of God is much more powerful than that. And so on Friday, we were talking about how the grace of God is actually assigned the responsibility to teach us to deny, disown, repudiate ungodliness in our life. Anything that doesn't look like God, reflect the nature of God, God wants it out of our life. Along with ungodliness, we see that the grace of God teaches us to deny worldly lust. You see, because we were all born with a carnal nature, we have ingrained inside of us an innate longing for the things that God has told us not to long for. So when Jesus comes in, there's a complete reset. There's a complete reboot that takes place where he changes the inclinations of a person's life. So we're no longer longing for the things this world tells us to long for. We are longing for the things that heaven wants us to long for. So back in February, we had a Southern Gospel group that was singing on a Sunday night for us. And we had a board meeting the next night, and one of the board members said, I really like that song that they sang, and it said something like this: I'm not living for the here and now. I'm focused on the there and then. And so whenever our focus shifts away from the world system, the spirit of money instead of the spirit of God, whenever it shifts to the things that God wants us to, there's going to be quite a transition. And so the only way that we can be successful in living the life that God wants us to, and the grace of God teaches us to say no to sin. Now, I don't want you to say no to sin because I say so. I want you to appreciate God the Holy Spirit in operation in your life to such an extent that when he says no, that you say, then no it is. We celebrate God's no's as much as we celebrate God's yeses. And I will tell you this, if God says to avoid something, he's never going to be wrong. It doesn't matter how many people try to get you to rationalize it or change and things like that. If God says no, take it to the bank. He means no. And we should not want to see how close to that desire we can get without crossing the line. We want to say, I want to get away from that as much as possible. I know that there are people who handle snakes. I know that there are people who handle alligators, and they handle all sorts of dangerous animals throughout, zoology and things like that. I want you to know that having a family member who's been bitten by a venomous snake and discovering when I was about to show mercy to a snake that what I was actually dealing with was a rattlesnake, I don't want to be around with it. I was at a flea market in Texas one time, and money was it was tight. And I went to this flea market, and they had this big aquarium, and it was filled with $100 bills. And they said, you can have whatever you can reach in and grab. And I remember at that point in time, I think I was in my 20s, and I was like, how bad could it hurt? And it was like, that would have been one of the dumbest decisions that I ever made. And thankfully, the wisdom of God kicked in, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave them there, and I'm going to go someplace else. If we can get God to purge the desire for worldliness out of our life, then the grace of God is going to teach us not just what to avoid, but what to participate in. And so it's going to teach us a lifestyle instead of a death style. It's going to teach us what being alive in Christ is supposed to look like. And so the first thing that it tells us here in verse number 12 that the grace of God will teach us is that we are going to be taught to live a sober life or a self-controlled life. We are not going to live out of control. So there are many people who their mouth is out of control. There are many people who their diet, the food that they eat is out of control. There are people whose spending is out of control. This world doesn't really care too much about what area of your life is out of control as long as it's out of control. Because if it's out of control, then you're in a very precarious situation. Some people drive under the delusion that they are in control only to be driving in a very reckless manner where they're out of control. We were traveling up I-95 one day. We were on our way to visit some family, and about that time, a motorcycle blew by us at probably 100 plus miles an hour. Literally came up out of no place. And a lot of times if I see them in my rearview mirror, I will let my wife know, hey, just want to prepare you. You're getting ready to see somebody go by us very fast. And they went by very, very quick. And to give you a little window into my wife's soul, she immediately started praying for them. After she caught her breath, because it caught her unaware, caught me unaware, and she said, Jesus, protect them. They don't realize how out of control, how dangerous they're living right at this moment. We got up a little bit, and we found that there was a police officer that was there to help them regain some of the speed control in their life because they lost some control over their finances. And so God is not looking to punish us. He's looking to correct us. He is looking to for the grace of God to show us that we live a life that's not controlled by our willpower, but it's controlled by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God being inscribed on the tablets of our heart. The grace of God also teaches us to live righteous, and that is something that's a life that's lived in a righteous or a just manner. In other words, we treat people the way that God would have them to be treated. And so you don't show mercy to one person and throw the book at somebody else for the same event. You deal with it in a righteous and a just manner. The third thing that it says is that the grace of God teaches us, and the word there, teaching, means that it is something that is continual. It is not a one-and-done class. It is, you are enrolled in the class where the grace of God is the instructor day after day, year after year, decade after decade, when you're young, when you're not so young, when you're middle age, when you're a little older, and when you're extremely seasoned, the grace of God is still teaching you in that season of your life. And so it teaches us to live in a godly way. You will never get too old to live in a godly way. I was sharing with our congregation, there's a biological reality that was discovered a few years ago, and that is that the neural pathways in young people, especially young men, that they do not fully form until your mid-20s. And you know, there's a lot of evidence through the years that men mature intellectually at a little bit slower pace than what ladies do. And so I said, now let me tell you what I had young people telling me when I was dealing with young people. They knew about that study. They knew that their neural pathways were not fully formed yet. So these are teenagers, and this is what they said. That means I get to do stupid stuff, and I don't get held responsible for it because my neural pathways are not fully formed. And I was like, no, what you're telling me is that you've got neural pathways that are already formed. You know that there's right and wrong, and you're just looking for an excuse to do the wrong and blame biology for it instead of accepting responsibility for it yourself. And so we're not supposed to be looking for excuses, looking for why we are avoiding responsibility to live the way that God wants us to live in a manner that reflects the nature of God. And so if our neural pathways aren't fully formed, you know what we can pray? God, your word says that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. God, with the grace of God, help me to form neural pathways earlier than anyone else around so that I can make decisions and live a life that'll be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. I had a conversation with a person one time, and they said this. I used to think that if there was a civilization that was 100 years more advanced than the rest of the world, that they would be able to conquer the world. And so they had pictured that the gap between, you know, if it was just 100 years. And then they said this, and this conversation goes back 20 years, it's even shorter now, said, I now think that if a civilization is just 10 years more advanced, that they could dominate the rest of the world. Folks, technology has spread so exponentially. Knowledge is increasing at such a rapid rate that if you're more advanced than your peers in grade school, they may never be able to catch up. If you just keep growing and learning and living the way that God wants you to, you will have more advantage from the grace of God. I'm not teaching intellectual laziness. I'm not teaching work ethic laziness. What I'm saying is that the spiritual favor of God, the spiritual privilege that we have in our life, coupled with all of those other areas of excellence, can cause you to be worth your weight in gold to your spouse, to your family, to your church, to your employer, to everyone around you. Godliness shows up not just in church on Sunday morning. Godliness shows up in your emotions. Godliness shows up in the way that you speak. Godliness shows up in your finances. It shows up in the way that you treat coworkers. It shows up in every area of your life. And God is looking to teach us godliness, not just for the future, but in the present age. Don't put it off. You know, when I was a senior in high school, I applied to colleges, but I wasn't going to be able to attend those colleges for nearly a year because I was still in high school. They didn't have dual enrollment when I was going to school. When I applied, I was applying to be a student for nearly a year later. In the kingdom of God, today, you can pray a prayer and say, God, I want to sign up for class. When I was in college, you could go and you'd sign up for a class and you could say, this is the class I want with this teacher. And what you really wanted them not to say was, I'm sorry, that class is full. You wanted to be able to pick out your teacher, but due to spatial considerations, if that class was full, you didn't get in. My daughter had the opportunity to not only be a biology major, but she was going to have the possibility of having an education minor, but she was never able to get into that class because of scheduling conflicts. Here's the great thing about signing up for class to live a controlled, righteous, and godly life right here, right now, is there are no class size limitations. God's never going to say, I'm sorry, the class is full. You're never going to hear, well, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be able to get the grace of God as a teacher. Instead, you're going to have to get an inferior instructor because the grace of God has appeared to all men. The grace of God, it's not just about salvation. It's about lifestyle. It's not just about the future. It is about the here and now as well. So, what do we do? How long has it been since you looked at doing a spiritual assessment in your life? And comparing it with the Word of God and saying there are and praying this prayer, Holy Spirit, is there an area of my life or how many areas of my life can you improve so that I don't live ungodly and worldly lusts and desires. I don't want those to be the governing influences of my life. What is it I need to deny? What is it I need to disown? What is it I need to repudiate? What is it I need to throw out as the spiritual garbage of my life? And God, what areas will you teach me that instead of being out of control, I can live self-controlled? Instead of living in a lawless manner, I can operate not by the letter of the law, but by the spirit of the law. And God, what areas of my life will you teach me to not live in a way that does not reflect the nature and the character of God? But God, you can teach me to live in the way that God wants me to live. Not just in the future, but right here, right now. I don't remember the author that said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Something along those lines. What I can tell you is this. We live in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. What a privilege to live here. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I count it a privilege to live here. I'm not from here, but I've lived over half of my life here. We love it here. But from a geographic standpoint, you can get anywhere in the world from here. In a spiritual context, you can get wherever God wants you to go if you'll just start the journey today. I pray for you that the grace of God will be elevated by all of us to the role not just of of bringing us salvation, but teaching us to live the life that's not a death style, it's a lifestyle, that God will teach us how to live right here, right now, so that his kingdom grows. I pray that the kingdom of God increases greatly in 2025 right here in Brevard County. Join me in enrolling in the class of godliness, of self-control, and righteous lifestyle with the grace of God teaching us right here and right now. You have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Oh, come Emmanuel, and ransom captive.